This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Washington Post is reporting that U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded Saturday with election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss there to President-elect Joe Biden. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by the Washington Post and published on Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Biden won the state. On Sunday, Trump said on Twitter that Raffensperger, quote, was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as the ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue. That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out. Even if Mr. Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was on Sunday re-elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives with a narrower Democratic majority in the chamber and challenges ahead. This will be her fourth term as leader or speaker of the House. The Democrat from California was the first female speaker, House Speaker. She received 216 votes Sunday afternoon. Two Democrats voted for other candidates. Before swearing in Pelosi, Representative Don Young, an Alaska Republican, called for unity. He said, quote, I'll be honest, I do not like what I see. It's time we hold hands and talk to one another. Lawmakers from both parties gave that a standing ovation. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.